shit. Livernois, Schoolcraft.
Let them know. Let them know you stomped the ground.
And shout out to the whole Highland Park, man. Yo, we out here. We out here. Let that rock. Let that rock. Let that rock.
The Livernois claims.
This man came up with the phrase. He went from clashy, from ashy to classy.
That's right.
All
right.
Right. All right.
Mm-hmm. We going to do a verse? What we doing?
I mean, it's up to you. You know the whole verse?
I'm sure.
The Notorious B.I.G. Ladies and gentlemen.
Never been as broke as me.
I like that. When I was young, I had to pay lease. The ones I wore on Monday.
That's my favorite
Wednesday.
Part.
I'm sewing tigers on my shirt. Than alligators. To see the inside. I'll see you later.
Slap them, super slap them.
Y'all see what we doing, man. We wilding today. We wilding today.
Yes, sir.
That's how you start a show, man. R.I.P. to B.I.G.
Rest in peace to Biggie Smalls.
For no reason at all.
All.
There's no method to our madness right now. We just love Big.
Yes, we do.
It's Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Rick.
We're here for 2 hours and 2 hours strong. Hard body karate.
Yes, indeed.
If you're new to our house and our humble abode, take your dirty shoes off at the door.
Please, please. Hope your feet not stinking. We're going to talk about you when you leave.
Rez, let them know where they can find you at, good brother.
You know what, Super? It's the last time.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna keep doing this in 2023.
Go ahead, man. Bust it.
Ladies. OnlyFans.com/the sunny side.
Get with them, ladies.
You know, it change your life, ladies.
She gonna get you right.
Yes.
What's the subscription?
$2.30 because it's 2023. Is that an all-time low? Has it been lower than that?
No, it's been lower. It's been a dollar and some change.
$2.30, ladies. Go ahead right now. Change your life.
And where else can they find you?
At DJ REDDZ. That's the IG, the Twitter, DJRiz.com. Get with me. What about you, my brother?
At DJSUPA on that Twitter.
Yes.
And at Super the DJ on that Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the crew at Violet at All Star DJs, of course.
Please do that.
Today, we taking it to Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
Mobile's got something to say today.
Mm-hmm.
Big facts.
PBE Pluto, welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. What's good? What's good?
You come highly recommended and highly certified out here in these streets.
Definitely.
Big shout out to Gorgeous.
What's Gorgeous?
Big facts of it. Big shouts out to my people. It's Gorgeous.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Philly. You said this is your first time in Philly?
Yeah, first time coming to Philly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You got to make sure you get you a cheesesteak, of course. Gorgeous,
big
get
facts.
Him a cheesesteak. Get him a cheesesteak. You know what I'm saying? They got the 24-hour joint that y'all can get.
Gorgeous over there like, I got a cheesesteak for him.
But welcome, sir. We need you to plug your social media so they can lock in with you early.
Oh, you definitely can find me at all platforms under PBE Pluto. That's P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E as in Echo, Pluto like the planet, man. Look me up. You're going to see what's going on.
That boy got the media training down pat. You see how he did that?
I love it. I love it.
It's just a preview. The real move ain't even started yet.
Big shout out to our good friend Big Doja.
Yes, sir.
Down there in Mobile, Alabama, too. You got to come up here, too, man.
Yeah.
Long time overdue.
Big facts.
Long time overdue, but Mobile, Alabama's got something to say today, Rich.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm ready to get all in his busyness.
All in his biznai.
Yes.
Of course, we're going to get his story.
Yep.
And we got music to play later as well.
Yep.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take it out to Louisville, Kentucky, man.
Oh, we're going to Louisville.
Let's take it out to Louisville.
Oh.
ESTG, Jack Harlow's that backstage passes.
I became what you fantasize about becoming. Had to quit sending music out because somebody f***ed around leaks.
Sad, but that's why I love the Mars.
Big Glow.
Cardi.
Tomorrow Part 2.
Violet the Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Breeze.
And, of course, hit me on that Twitter, at DJSUPA.
Okay.
Of course, on that Instagram, at SuperTheDJSUPATHEDJ.
All right.
Where you at with it, Reds?
At DJREDDZIGN, the Twitter.
And, of course, repping Mobile, Alabama.
Big facts.
What's the area code?
251.
That 251. We got PBE Pluto with us, man. Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. Indeed. I definitely appreciate that.
I got family down at cousins and stuff in Birmingham. How far is that from you?
That's about 3 hours.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the state was that big. That's crazy.
Man, come on, man.
Shout out to Alabama, man.
Alabama spaced out like that?
Yeah, man.
What be good down there? Talk to us. What's good in Alabama? You our first guest.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? What a lot of people don't know. You know what I'm saying? Alabama is the originators of Mardi Gras. You know what I'm saying? A lot of
word.
People think it really originated in New Orleans.
Wow.
Because they took it and made it worldwide, but it originated right in Mobile, Alabama.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And another thing, you know what I'm saying? We got about 15 artists signed out of Mobile, Alabama right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think a lot of these artists that's coming out of Alabama be from other areas because of who they signed to or who they associated with. You know what I'm saying? But Mobile alone, we got it. I'm probably 15.
Wow.
Right now. Definitely.
So is it like a big Creole community in Mobile?
Nah, I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know.
You probably have to shoot down in New Orleans for all that type of time.
Yeah, that's why I asked, because, you know, Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Or...
Nah, they took it and perfected it.
Okay.
Mobile, you know, we on a whole another level, you know what I'm saying? We on some other type of time. Them youngins wilding down there right now, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Slow down, youngins.
Please.
Slow down, knock it off.
It seems like the youngins wilding everywhere right now, though.
Yeah, I think they on a purge or something. I don't know if it's the video games and they trying to, like, create it in real life or something, but I don't, you know.
You said the perks or the purge?
The purge.
Perks and purge.
Oh, my.
Man.
The PP.
The PP. Okay.
So, yo, PBE, Pluto is here.
Mm-hmm.
What are your humble beginnings? Where does your journey start with this music thing, man?
Yes.
Well, it all started back in Mobile, Alabama. I started at the age of 10 in the live band, you know what I'm saying? A second line band that actually we used to march in the Mardi Gras and, you know, play at weddings and balls and also mm-hmm. second line and funerals and stuff like that. So it started from there and then elevated onto freestyling once I got in the sixth grade. And you know, I just kind of start figuring that I want to get into this type of game. So, you know, the elevation happened from there. I started kind of learning more about the industry. And I fell back for a lot of years in my career, you know what I'm saying, just trying to learn the game first. And then I came out, you know what I'm saying, and start tapping in. But I was helping a lot of other people as I went, you know what I'm saying, with the knowledge I was learning. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's kind of just a brief overview.
Okay.
Well, it's good. It's good to know you started young.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What was a young PBE Pluto listening to out here in these streets back then?
Man, I was on some UGK.
Hey,
definitely mm-hmm. Boosie.
Oh mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Young Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
I also was on some local artists that was independent and moving around at the time. C Now, you know what I'm saying? The Last Mr. Big, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My boy T Bird, you know, he was going through the, you know, with Baby Daddy record. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? Yeah. So pretty much them was my top. You feel me? I also tapped in a little bit with some T.I. You know, but UGK, Boosie, yeah, that was we were rocking like cut off stocking.
Would you put them in your top five?
Well, I don't really got no top five. You know what I'm saying?
You ever thought about it?
Not really. My top five is just whoever grinding and doing their thing. Everybody in my top five.
Oh, that he good, boy. That, yeah. That he good. That media training on point. And he holding his gum. You see me? He took his gum right out.
Baby, you know, I don't need no slurs and no purrs.
You
know what I'm saying?
He good. I love it.
I know we're a little country, you feel me?
No,
so,
it's all
you know,
good.
I try to speak, you know what I'm saying, as clear as possible.
We're going to talk about that on the other side because a lot of people tend to take being country for being slow,
facts,
dumb, corny,
mm-hmm. right.
whack. But y'all been out here for a minute. We're going to talk about that on the other side, though,
okay.
man. PBE Pluto is here.
Yes.
Big
put
facts.
Put your social media out there again.
Hey, man, tap in with me. PBE Pluto. That's P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E as in Echo. Pluto like the planet. It
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Reg, you know where we got to take it, brother.
Where we going?
Shout out to Coi Leray. Players.
Shout out to the play girls as players too.
But shout out to DJ Sage.
Yes, that's the one I'm running. That's the one I'm running.
Shout out to DJ Sage. We love the remix on this one, man.
Shout out to Busta Rhymes.
More with PBE Pluto on the other side is Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Wade, run the track.
Cause girls is players too. Getting money all around the world, cause girls is players too.
Show me the way, cause I got bills to pay. Can I get some?
Shout out to Jersey on that one.
Shout out to Fetty Wap and the good folks at 300 ENT for sending me some yams. You know Fetty Wap got his own yams.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they sent it in a nice box.
Some great marketing.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And it was genius that they put that record out the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it gives holiday vibes.
Yo, shout out to Fetty Wap.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, we got to shout out Masego.
We got to.
Shout out to Masego.
I really would like to know the breakdown of how Masego's song became Fetty Wap's song. That's great.
It's Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super DJ Ritz.
If you're just locking in with us, man, Mobile, Alabama's own.
PBE Pluto is here.
So, break down PBE. What does that stand for? What does that mean?
PBE stand for Parker Boy Entertainment, which Parker is my last name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in the days, my family members, like my uncles and the generation before me, was known as the Parker Boys, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
A lot of people knew them from, you know, various things.
Being outside.
Yeah, you know, okay. So.
How'd you come up with Pluto?
Pluto is something I was called since I was an arm baby. That was a name I knew before I knew my real name. Mm. One of my aunties, my grandma's sister, she just started calling me Pluto one day. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else started calling me. I hated it when I was a kid, but, you know, it grew on me.
She ever broke it down to you why she called you Pluto? Or?
She ain't never told me. So what I was going to do, I'm doing a documentary. So I'm going to have her actually come on a documentary and tell me and everybody, the world, you know what I'm saying? How did she actually
said,
come up with that?
Me and everybody.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
I don't even know what made her. You know, I know back then she was doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? So she might have been on the moon somewhere and seen Pluto and came in the house and saw me.
Man, you know how that goes. When you go to the moon, you see Pluto, you see the stars, the galaxy. You see it all.
Yeah, so, you know.
So being from the South, the Deep South,
facts.
You the South. Uh-huh. Have you ever encountered any type of shade with being called country? Sometimes people put a negative connotation to it, and like for being slow. All them country boys, they late on the fashion. Like, you ever encounter any of that coming up?
Well. You know what I'm saying? I done traveled around the country. You know what I'm saying? I done been in the military. And, you know, just being around so many different people, you know, they already had so many different connotations of how Alabama would be and people from Alabama. Like, when I first went to boot camp, people were like, yo, y'all got AC units? Y'all got cars? I'm like, what?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you serious? You feel me? So
that's extra.
All my writings, when I was writing home, I'm like, bro, take a picture of everything. The car, man, show them how we rocking. You know what I'm saying? They was like, yo, after they got them pictures, they like, bro, I'm trying to come to Alabama. What?
Right.
Damn, I ain't know it was popping like that. You feel me? But it's all depend on who you come with and what part you go to. You know what I'm saying? Mobile is a city. It ain't country. Like, ain't nobody riding no horses. Ain't no dirt roads.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying?
Right. I had people come down from Kentucky. Shout out to my people, J-Rock Entertainment. And I brought them down to Alabama for the first time, and they saw palm trees, and it was like, yo, what is
y'all got palm trees in Alabama?
Yeah, we got palm trees.
I ain't going to lie. First time I seen a palm tree, I was like in my 20s in Florida, and I took a picture with it.
Man.
You know, we from up north. I don't see no palm trees, dog.
I did that with a cactus. First time I saw a cactus, I ain't even gonna hold you.
That's real.
Yeah,
man. So, of course, we just locked in right now. PBE Pluto is here right now. Mm-hmm. How'd you link up with the good brother Gorgeous?
Man, we was tapping in, you know, through some mutual friends. He came down to Mobile, Alabama, but we didn't. My people was telling me about him, but we didn't get the LinkedIn and. We had a situation where we was out in Atlanta, and he was in Atlanta at the same time, and we got a chance to link up, and we already had heard about each other a lot and was kind of, you know, tapping in on the social media and different things like that. So we officially locked in then, But then I had a show out in Vegas, and I tapped in with him like, I'm out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, pull up at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we tapped in. He was able to lock me in a couple of features out there, a few sit-downs with a couple of artists. And we was able to make some motion, you know what I'm saying? And he was already zoning in how I was moving. Mm-hmm. And we just had that talk like, yo, man, we need to tap in together. I'm making this motion. You making that motion. Shoot. We really don't have to deal with each other, but if we did, you know what I'm saying, it'll be even bigger for each other brand. So, you know, we partnered up, you know what I'm saying? That's my partner, you know what I'm saying? That's my people.
It was gorgeous.
Nice.
Man. I got a question. It ain't related to nothing. Rich Boy, he from Mobile, Alabama.
Facts.
He just recently did some stuff. Well, I saw in the headlines, had some beef going on with his parents.
Really?
Nah, it wasn't no beef with his parents as far as I know. You know what I'm saying? That I can elaborate on the story. I think one of his parents passed, you know what I'm saying? And he had some unfortunate situations, you know what I'm saying, on the mental type issues and stuff like that. You know, and they just plastered him out there, and, you know.
Oh, putting him out there trying to make it look like.
You know, he going through some things, you know what I'm saying, and some people caught him kind of slipping, you know, walking around barefooted and stuff like that. And he was arguing with somebody or something. With, looked like he had some hedge clippers. And, man, instead of them trying to help him, they put him on the internet, you know.
As they do. Instead of helping, they throwing the camera in his face.
Yeah, so, you know, his people are actually working on it, man, and they getting him some help. And, you know, it's some issues he got going on, you know what I'm saying, dealing with his personal stuff. So, yeah, it wasn't that he was beefing with his parents that I know of, you know what I'm saying. It was more an issue with somebody, you know, passing, far as I know, with the people that, you know, the sources that I speak to.
Well, shout out to Rich Boy. We want to see you get better, brother, because Throw Some D's was my joint.
No, I just still played that. Is I just to this played day. That in the mix the other day.
Man.
Love that record still to this day, man.
Beautiful record.
Plug your social media again, Pluto.
It's PBE Pluto. That's P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E as in Echo, Pluto like the planet.
Yeah, I want to talk about this clothing line on the other side. I see, you see the logo. We need some of that.
I see it, man.
Sir.
Shout out to that. What's that? Cross-cultured.
Big facts.
He rocking it heavy right now. And don't forget, we got that tour guide coming up as well. So sit back, relax. PBE Pluto was here.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get into this big boogie. It's that pop out. It's Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Reds, run the track.
Talk big dude. Stuck like glue. It's nothing like you.
Shout out to French Montana.
You heard?
The BX, what up?
Montana.
French Montana featuring Cheese. It's called Addicted to You off that Coke Boys 6.
Out now.
With DJ Drama. Like that record. Real smooth, man. Violet Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Red.
And repping Mobile, Alabama, we got PBE Pluto. Yes,
big facts.
Up in here. Parker Boys.
He's still with us. He's still with us, Super.
Now, Rez wanted to touch on the clothing real quick before we get to the tour guy.
I like what I see.
Yes, sir.
Shout this joint out, man. Plug this joint. Cross-cultured.
Big facts.
Break that down to everybody.
Okay, cross-cultured, man. It's for everybody. Every culture, every brand, every race. It's for everybody. It's across all cultures.
Simple.
There it
Simple.
Is. Point Big facts. Blank.
I got my
period.
Answer. He did that. Thank you.
And where can they get this at?
Oh, definitely. I have a warehouse right now, but I took the website down. You could go on my Instagram on the PBE Pluto and tap into the Cross Culture Instagram and pick whatever you want. Inbox the page and we'll get busy. You know what I'm saying? Send it directly to you.
There it is. So now, go ahead, Rex.
You touring right now. I just see you got something going on.
Oh, yeah. 50 Ball pre-tour going on right now.
Nice.
Yeah, this the tour before the tour.
So, okay.
Yeah, we're just moving around, shaking with the single, you know, promoters that's tapping in and getting me in their cities, and that's already abreast of the record, you know. But we're working on like a 35-city tour coming up around April or May. So we gearing that up. But right now I'm just doing a pre-tour. So everywhere people already abreast to the record, or we bringing awareness to the record in different cities. So we just making it happen how we doing with it right now, you know.
Yeah, what's some advice you would give the indie artists that, because I see you, I was about to cuss, I'm so sorry. I see you got your ish moving in a certain direction. Like, what's some advice you would give to an artist that it's not quite where you are with it? Uh-huh. It look like you, it's fine tuned, you got it moving, it's, yours is only going to go up from here, but somebody that's stuck at that purgatory,
man, you definitely got to network. You can't sit back and think you Big Boogie and Lil Baby already. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You got to get in every room and you got to work the room. You got to touch every hand. You got to tap in with everybody. You got to make sure they following you on their social media and you following them. You got to engage on people's pages. You can't just send your music and be talking about, yo, bro, I'm hot. Nah, go on their page and share their flyer. It don't matter if you ain't in their city. You know, share the flyer in your story and put your song behind it. And hope that they'll reshare it with your music in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to come up with creative tactics. Create something that people could take with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was moving around making motion, I had my own car air fresheners. You know what I'm saying? Which I still got them, but I got car air fresheners with my whole face and body. You know what I'm saying? I think I got one on me, so I'm going to show it to you. But I got something downstairs.
He's giving y'all some free game right now.
You got to give people something that they need. You know, they don't need a flyer. They don't need a business card. You got to create something that people would need. Hey.
You got any more?
This a rolling billboard. Yeah, I definitely got some more, man. Yeah, I got some down in the car, but I might have one on me right now. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely put it in my car right now.
You know what
I'm saying? I was eating French fries earlier today in my car. Smelled like French fries,
dog. My car smelled like everything from McDonald's Happy Meals.
To the Yamin.
To the Yamin, you heard.
Keep one on me, you feel me?
Oh, look, Rez, that's dope.
Yeah, that's one dope right there. But, you know, create a way to get people to dive into your brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the, you know, the QR code on that. You got my my Instagram, all my social media handles. So, yeah, that's yours. You know what I'm saying? Crack it open and see what it's smelling like, man. Something you ain't gonna get nowhere else.
It smells like positive black man.
Oh, man.
What are you hitting on?
It smells like something I wear on my body.
PBE Pluto has his own car air freshener, y'all.
Big facts.
That is dope, man. So listen, I do have your 50 Ball record queued up. But before we do that, one of our favorite segments on the show.
Ooh, it's that time.
It's that time. It's called Tour Guide.
Okay.
We gonna catch a flight from Philly International. What's the name of y'all airport down
Mobile.
There?
Mobile International.
Mobile International Airport. So in Tour Guide, we land in your city.
Yes.
And you gotta take us around to various places.
All good.
So this will be Tour Guide, the Mobile edition with PBE Pluto.
Just call it the PBE Experience, man.
The PBE Experience. So what's the first thing we want to do when we touch down in Mobile, Reds?
Okay.
We got to get something delicious to eat.
We hungry, dog. Okay. Where you taking us to eat?
I'm going
to
take y'all downtown, you know what I'm saying? Stop by my people's spot, you know what I'm saying? Get you a little soul food, man. You got to get some grease on your stomach, you feel me?
You're absolutely right.
Say no more.
Yeah, we ain't eating all this healthy stuff, man. We gonna get you right.
So we're going to get some good Southern soul food.
Yeah, you feel me?
All right. We're
going to take you down to So Cool right there on Dolphin Street.
So Cool.
So Cool.
There it is.
How you spell it?
S-O-C-U.
That's right. So cool.
So we ate good at So Cool.
Cooking with love and So Cool.
Oh, yeah.
The next thing we want to do. You see the beards. Mm-hmm. We want to get fresh, sharp, and fly. We want to get a cut. Where are you taking us?
Okay, I'm going to take it to my little young boy. You know what I'm saying? My boy, little Jason. You know what I'm saying?
What up, little Jason?
Yeah, you feel me? I'm going to take you over there to Team Barber Boy, where they got a whole team of young entrepreneurs and barbers over there cutting real good. But I'm going to take you to my youngin. Let them slice you up real good. You feel me? Get you jumping out the gym. You feel me?
Okay.
Looking like a mannequin.
There so, it is. You know. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I'm light skinned, so you know I like to look like a mannequin.
So
we ate, we got a fresh cut.
Right.
We wanna do a little shopping.
Yeah,
we wanna get fly. Where you taking us?
All right, we're gonna go to Bel Air Mall, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take y'all by Bel Air and let y'all just play around, but we really gonna go to the cross culture factor.
There,
man,
you go.
You know
I was waiting
saying?
For it.
Yeah, you gonna because, in that cross,
you know, I want you to see the difference in what you can't get at the mall. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, I want to take you to the mall so you can see it and be like, oh yeah, 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 okay, yeah. Not come over here and let me show you something you can't get at the mall and nowhere else unless you come through Big PBE. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We got all the exclusive drip. You ain't gonna find it in no other brand. You feel
I love
me?
It. I love
and
it.
And it's from your underwear to your socks to your the clothing, the drip, the skull cap, ski mask, whatever you want on you.
So all we gotta do is go to the mall to get sneakers. That's it.
Come on, man.
Oh,
unless you
want to,
you got sneakers.
Come on, man.
Oh,
come
love
on,
it,
man.
We rocking,
man,
with
you
everything, man. Listen, I got the cologne and everything, man.
I love it.
Come on, bro.
I
you gonna
it.
Smell good and everything when you leave cross culture. You feel me? We got everything you need.
And look, last but not least, you done took care of us through the whole day.
Right?
Oh, yes.
Last but not least, we want Captain Knight off. We want to have a good time. We want to go out. Where are we going, dog?
We got
okay, so
up.
We're going to start out at the Cigar Lounge, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Lit Cigar Lounge, get right, you know. It's a cigar lounge, but it get bow-legged, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
that mean I can bring special cigars in there?
I don't know if you can bring them in there. They probably already there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to circle from there. You know, y'all kind of on some grown folks type setup, so I ain't gonna take y'all by paparazzi or by lure, cause you know they got the youngins and you feel me? Yeah, they turned up. So we're gonna go over by Flavors, where it's a real kickback player type setup. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Where you can go in there, they might have the DJ, they might have a live band, they might have two DJs, the inside and outside venue.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And you ain't gonna have to worry about no issues and nothing like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there, have your good time, get on you some nice-looking females if it's in there, you feel me? They might be nice-looking to y'all because, you know, it's new. But
regular
PBE done already been through the city, so, you know.
PBE, well, I don't want no trouble. I got a family, so
yeah.
I just
no,
like
I'm just
look.
Saying for dancing purposes.
Like, yeah, for dancing purposes.
You know,
purpose.
Just turning
like,
up. We ain't talking about, yeah. you know, the extra. I'm
yeah.
just saying, you know. You might want to dance a little bit in Mobile and I'm like, you know, I was turnt. You feel
yeah.
me? I know you got to get home to your family. We
yeah.
ain't talking about no extra stuff where you got to mm-hmm.
No, I like
jeopardize
this, I like to see him shake, though.
On.
I'm still a man. I
oh,
like
yeah.
to see him shake.
Now, if you want, after that, now, if you want to go and turn up a little bit more and elevate, you know, a
nice.
Little bit higher, you
yes.
can go directly across the street, you
oh,
know what I'm saying,
nice.
To Lotus where you have the ladies of the nightlife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
In a ray.
And we're going to stop it right there.
Okay.
And that's that. That concludes the tour guide.
But that's where Super goes back to the hotel room.
Okay.
And I keep going.
And that concludes the Mobile, Alabama edition of Tour Guide. Brother, we appreciate you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much.
Plug all your social media and websites, and I got the 50 ball queued up. But plug all your stuff one more time,
you
y'all.
You can catch me, PBE Pluto,
mm-hmm.
on all platforms. All social media platforms, all music platforms under PBE Pluto. That's P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E as in Echo. Pluto like the planet.
Go ahead and queue up, set up this record everybody about to hear right now. I got it queued up.
Oh, man. Y'all about to hear that 50 ball, man. We dropping 50 balls all this summer, winter, spring, and fall. You know what I'm saying? It's going up. 50 balls everywhere. If you don't know what a 50 ball is, that's 50 grand, 50 racks, 50K, 50 with another zero and a zero and a zero. You know what I'm saying? It's 50. You know what I'm saying? You got what you going to do when you get your first 50 ball if you ain't had it? Hey, but guess what? I'm going to let you know what I do. I pull up and flex with a 50 ball.
There you go. Talk right. to him.
And we're going
to
blast off with it just like that.
Big facts.
PBE Pluto 50 ball is Violator Radio Uncut.
DJ Super, DJ Wade.
Yeah,
DJ Fusion on the other side.
I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up here trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Running up bad trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. Boo. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up money. You be laughing, but don't be funny. Same trying to act like they own, but they ain't really getting no money. Hating on a man,
trying to get a bag. I don't know why you be mad. Always sitting around gossiping about another man. Be going outside. Just because the up on his grind, don't mean he ain't come from the rags. Acting like a ain't applying pressure because he ain't front you a peg. You were one of the same talking down. How you feeling entitled to that? Need to work at a circuit. You a clown. You know how to put on the act. Just because I know you, that don't mean I owe you. Especially when you ain't never apply yourself off none of the hitting the shoulder. Like another finna hold your hand. Like a grown kid wanna be the man. I'm taking off like Peter Pan. Made me pull up and flex with 50 grand. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up here trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Running up back trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. You be hot. Bringing the heat. Trying to snake your partner out. I was worrying about the next man pocket. You trying to see what he got. Tell him, been around another. You trying to set up a plot. Put yourself out of position. Then act like a that left you to rot. Can't stand the heat, stay up out the kitchen. And don't try to dip in the pot. I'm trying to show you how to go and eat. But you trying to tell what he got. Acting like you the plug in the socket. But your whole connection is out. Living off a whole nother grind. How you call yourself X in the mind? Don't even much see the big picture. How the you connecting the dots? Wanna come around apologizing when they see they can't make it with that. Got people believing it you done told them when you were just capping for fame. When you know where everything you got was built out of another name. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Stacking up here trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. Running up back trying to get it all. You be hating when you should applaud. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. I pull up and play with a 50 ball.